Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One time only offer.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our 4 favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Let's recap the game tonight. The Clan winning by 3-1 against the Fife Flyers. A big night for the Clan. Indeed, they go second in the Elite League and top of the Gardner Conference. Just to recap on the game, well, my goodness, it was a goalless first period. Matt Keith went close with a chance hitting the post in the opening exchanges. Alex Levitt went close as well not long after. Matt Keith set up Stefan Meyer in the middle. Clan broke short-handed. That was a good opportunity. The chance went narrowly wide. And then the same players, but in reverse, had another chance a couple of minutes later. The first goal came 23 minutes. Nico Sacchetti coming in from the right-hand side, finishing backhanded to beat Travis Fullerton. And it was 1-0 for the Flyers. But Clan hit back 32 minutes. Wonderful strike from Ben Davis. A powerful shot from the inside left. Clan equalising to make it 1-1. Eventually, the home side went ahead on 54 minutes. A shot from Brendan Brooks from the blue line. It beat Brown after Justin Fox was sitting for a slashing call. A power play goal, a big one at that moment in time. And then with 10 seconds to go, Brooks setting up Scott Pitt, who tucked the puck into the empty net. 3-1. And as ever, Jerry McLaughlin is here to reflect on the game from Clan TV. Jerry, big win for Brayhead Clan. How much did they need that reaction tonight?
Yeah, it was a big one, wasn't it? Midweek was a little bit of a damp squid in the end for the fans. I don't think it was so much going out of the Challenge Cup itself, but just the manner of it. I think people were quite disappointed. But, you know, looking at the players, they were as disappointed as anyone else. Obviously, they were. So we needed a big reaction. And I think, you know, we got it tonight. It's a tight game. Fife, as you know, are dangerous. Guys like Keg and Dingle were fantastic tonight as well. But, I mean, I think Clan definitely deserved it tonight. Such a tight game. Weird, I think, really, the thing that people are going to be talking about a lot, though, is those 2 men in the ice penalties. I think there was a 3... to me, it's penalties, which is unusual,
true,
to
yep.
say the least. And I think the key one that people will be looking at is when Jackman's behind the cage there. And I thought the penalty was coming in because he was taking so long to break out. But I've never seen it given when the puck's that far away from the bench. Mm. But we'll have to see what happens. I'm sure Toby will tell us about it. He's not backwards at coming forward, so he'll tell us a bit more about it. But a great grandstand finish, and what an atmosphere with Kyle Jones in the arena tonight as well, and he seemed delighted to be here. Him and Heidi back over, and that really got the atmosphere going, and the old Kyle Jones song on the go. It was great atmosphere, really good night tonight.
In many ways it was an ideal game for Clan to bounce back. That rivalry against Fife rekindled, and it's going to be rekindled more in the next week. Clan go there on Sunday,
yeah,
and then back here the following Sunday as well. It's a big period of games for Brayhead Clan.
You know, you and I, we chatted about this as well, and with Fitzgerald and Nickerson going, people were saying, you know, will the sting go out of that game? But there's plenty of niggling around. There wasn't the big fights. And weirdly, you look at the penalty minutes for both these teams, they're right down the bottom end of, I think Clan are around the 450 mark, and Flyers aren't much more than that, maybe 20 more penalty minutes more than that. So it's not like we were expecting guys being sent to the bin all the time, but they were. You know, the penalty boxes were pretty busy. There was plenty of niggle. Guys were sticking up for each other. It was good to see, and it really got the crowd going. So, excellent.
And of course, 3 good goals as well. Ben Davis's one certainly got the fans.
It's a rocket, wasn't it?
Absolute belter. I mean, just the thing you need. It gets the fans going. It really generates an atmosphere, a goal like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ben Davis has just been phenomenal this season. He's been so consistent, and there's times he comes off the ice and you're like, good game, Benny. He's like, oh no, we were terrible, but didn't it? And you're like, that was my Welsh.
Good accent.
It was all right. I mumbled it, so I got my way through it. But another brilliant performance from him tonight as well. And you know, that line works so hard, and they're getting chances all over the shop. And then I think Matt Keith again has been on a great form recently. Even midweek I thought he was excellent. And Brooks, you know, he's scoring all the time. He's what he's promised us, and he's doing it. You know, you've got to hand that in as well. And Scott Pitt is just such a good player on the ice, so talented. And you know, those guys are making a difference at the moment. Great timing for it.
And of course, as I said, their Clan go to Fife on Sunday. No game tomorrow on Saturday, but Fife are at home to Belfast. How much will the day off benefit Brayhead Clan?
Yeah, I think it's really big. I mean, you talk to the players and they're all full of no's and it doesn't matter. They don't like the excuses, but I mean, we know it has an effect. You know, two games in a row has an effect. And, you know, on a side note as well, Scott Arson got a big stick to the face there. And I mean, he's got a stitch in the lips really swollen. You're talking, you know, in fact, I think you just said to me there, I'll be drinking milkshakes for the rest of the week. But, you know, that extra day, I mean, maybe tomorrow that would have been a factor. But with a day's rest, maybe, you know, fingers crossed, he'll be back. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So there you are. In that instance, a day makes a big difference. So fingers crossed, Scott will be back because he's a big part of our day.
Well, 9 days till we talk again, Jerry, when Fife are back here again. For now, thanks for now.
See you later.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.